Time to talk some Rock Chalk Jayhawk while he is now the radio analyst, a guard on the 1993 Kansas Final Four team. Think with teammates like Rex Walters, Adonis Jordan playing for Roy Williams. Really appreciate his taking some time to talk about this one. Welcome in Greg Gurley. Greg, thank you so much for the time. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Love talking Jayhawk hoops and Oregon Ducks, so it should be a fun game tomorrow.
So if I'm right, this would be your fifth year on the job as the analyst, and when you started, the play-by-play man was Bob Davis, who's just an absolute legend. We talked with him 15 years ago when Oregon and Kansas met here. He's now retired, but what kind of experience was that to break into the business and land a job like that and work alongside? Let's face it, the guy's a giant.
And, you know, he was the guy that broadcasted my games when I played, and so I've known him forever. And I did television work for about 15 years before I did the radio, and working in television and then going to radio was difficult, but Bob made it so easy. He's my favorite guy in the world. I still talk to him 2-3 times a week. He's awesome. He made my job so easy. I miss him. I love my new partner, but you know, he did it for 32 years. And he did it, you know, a couple other schools for 15 prior. So, you know, he's got such an iconic voice. He was great, and I still love talking to him. But, you know, even last night during the game, he's texting me, and it's so cool that he's still around. And I just absolutely love Bob Davis.
Gotta love it. Now, I mentioned when you attended KU, Roy Williams is actually still a pretty new head coach. He took over after the KU won the title under Larry Brown, and your class arrived, and you were all very successful. What do you recall personally about that recruiting process and, you know, the amazing realization that you're going to a blue blood program like Kansas?
Eves. And there's two guys that turned down the Kansas job, if you can believe that. Gary Williams
Wow.
offered the job, and he turned it down, went to to Maryland, is at Ohio State. And then Charlie Spoonhour, who was at Missouri or Southwest Missouri State at the time. So then they go to their third choice, which was Roy Williams. And, you know, he was the second assistant at North Carolina. He's now famous, great coach and all that. But at the time, people are like, who the heck is Roy Williams? And he comes in, has a probation year his first year, and then in his third year, he plays for a national title, 1991.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm a Roy loyalist. I love the man. I'm from Kansas City, so 30 minutes away to be able to go play at the University of Kansas was a dream come true. You know, I actually went to North Carolina's camp when I was in seventh grade, and Roy was the gym boss, and we all hated him because he was kind of a tough guy, you know, the disciplinarian. But absolutely love Bill, or excuse me, love Roy. And, you know, and when you talk about Roy and Bill, you know, when you really look at Roy going to North Carolina, Bill coming to Kansas, it's unbelievable how well it's worked out for both programs. Roy's won two national titles at North Carolina. Bill's won one at Kansas. It never works like that, but we are fortunate. North Carolina's fortunate, and it's fun to compete against them as well.
Yeah, the dominoes that fell when UNC dismissed Daugherty. We're talking with radio analyst Greg Gurley. Earlier this year, I talked with Don McLean, who, of course, was a terrific player at UCLA. He works with the Pac-12 Network, and I asked him about his first time taking the court at Pauley Pavilion. And, of course, you got the opportunity. The coach calls your number, you go in the game. Do you have a vivid memory of that? Like, oh my God, I'm going on the court at Fog Allen Fieldhouse as a member of the Kansas basketball team.
You know, that first game I ran out of that tunnel, you're in great shape. You can run for days, but you play 30 seconds and you're exhausted. The butterflies and the nervousness and everything about playing in front of 16,000 people, you just can't emulate it anywhere else. So, it was a privilege. I loved it. And then, you know, playing in the Final Four in 1993 against North Carolina, you know, we played in front of 16,300 at home. But in the Superdome in 93, we were playing in front of 50,000 people. It was crazy. We had practice, and there was 35,000 people at practice. So, you know, I'm from Kansas City, all that. But playing, you can never have that during your high school career. So it definitely takes a lot out of you, and it's something that I miss greatly.
Awesome. So let's get to this Kansas team. You got the one and done format. You can't have a bad night. They haven't. They won by 38, 20, and 32. In particular, Greg, the last 7-8 minutes of that Michigan State game, it was 5 or 6 points. Then it's like they hit the on button. That trio, Devontae Graham, Josh Jackson, Frank Mason. I mean, obviously you get to see them day in, day out. But, from my point of view, man, when they hit the on switch, how dangerous are they?
Well, we've shown it in the last three games. We had a weird year. We had obviously a lot of wins, but we didn't have many blowouts. We had a ton of tight games. If you look at our game-by-game results, we won a lot of games, but none of them were blowouts. So now going into the tournament, I think when you're in the tournament, plays that or Oregon hadn't seen or Purdue hadn't seen, they work better when you're in the tournament because your conference foes know what you're going to run before you run it. So things are working. It becomes such a perimeter-oriented game in the NCAA tournament. And when you have Frank, Devontae, and Josh, and then Sviatoslav and LeGerald have been really good these last three games. When you have five guards like that, that's when you can put up 90 points a game in three straight games. So then you look at Oregon, also a perimeter-oriented team, Dylan Brooks and Tyler Dorsey, who have been great. I've watched Dylan Brooks from afar, and I'm a college basketball junkie, but man, does that guy make big shots. You look at him, if it wasn't for Frank Mason, Dylan Brooks is probably the most clutch player in the country, in my opinion, and he might still be because he's, again, when you're laying in bed and you get to watch those West Coast games, I watch a lot of Oregon basketball, and obviously he's a big-time player. Kansas recruited the heck out of Tyler Dorsey, and I think it came down to Oregon and Kansas. And he goes to Oregon, so, we know a lot about him. But the question for me is, you can talk about Bell, Dorsey, and Brooks. Who is that fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh guy for Oregon? Obviously you guys know him better than I do, but sure. Kansas has been fairly not a very deep bench, but Oregon probably has that same problem because they're pretty much geared to two guys that are going to take most of the shots, Bell chasing them down. And then what do you got? So that'll be the difference, I think, tomorrow night.
We're talking with Kansas radio analyst Greg Gurley. Another guy out here in the Northwest we're familiar with, Landon Lucas from Portland. His dad played for the Ducks. Not a real flashy guy, kind of, I guess, what Bill Parcells would call a lunch pail player. What kind of a player is he, and how valuable has he been to this team?
Well, he's a winner. He's a guy that just does the little things that nobody else wants to do. What, he have 2 points yesterday and 4 rebounds, which is rare for Lando. He's been so good for us this year. We've won so many games. If you look at the plus-minus chart for what he does when he's on the court, it's always a big-time plus with Landon. He plays good defense. He got in foul trouble yesterday, which was crazy because that's what everybody was talking about, is that Swan again and Haas with their size. We end up out-rebounding Purdue 36-29. With Landon getting 4 boards. So it was a total team effort. We win a lot of ball games because of Landon. It doesn't show up in the box score. For years, the last 2 or 3 years, every Kansas fan, we're so greedy and selfish here that we want to try to recruit over Landon and try to get guys to take Landon's spot. And whoever we bring in, they can't beat him out. He's been great for us. He Bill called him his security blanket. He actually called him his whoopee in a press conference. He goes, "I love Landon Lucas." Again, and Bill said, "I'm guilty of it. I've tried to have him replaced, and I just can't do it. He's been so good for us." And really, the only reason we got Landon Lucas, if you go back 5 years, we really thought we were going to get Caleb Tarzewski, who you guys saw
right
4 years in Arizona. He told us he was coming. And then whatever, recruiting is, whatever happens, happens. He goes to Arizona. We don't recruit Willie Cauley-Stein because we think we have Caleb Tarzewski. Willie Cauley-Stein goes to Kentucky. Tarzewski's gone. They offer it to Lando, and he comes. And, he was a guy, you're going to redshirt, try to get a bigger body. But all he's done is win ball games for us.
I want to close with this. So you played round one in Tulsa. It's about 4 hours south of Lawrence. Now, as you mentioned, you're kind of in your backyard. You've got one of the great fan bases in college sports. Obviously, it helps to have an elite team, but that jolt, what kind of a jolt kind of has it been for the guys to have the Jayhawk faithful just out in force?
Well, when we knew that this regional was coming up, obviously Kansas City embraced it. And, you know, you still got to, you know, your body of work still has to get you to be the number one seed in order to have the privilege of playing in Kansas City. And that's what Kansas did. They took care of business throughout the regular season. They were rewarded with the geography of playing 30 minutes away. And that's why you play hard to get that benefit. There's going to be 80 to 85% Jayhawks in the Sprint Center tomorrow night. There's not a lot of Ducks. I mean, you'll see some neon green kind of splattered throughout a bunch of royal blue, but that's why you work hard all year to get that right, and that's what they did. It's a big advantage, but when it's all said and done, it all boils down to who can hit shots.
No question about that. He'll be alongside Brian Haney calling the game with a trip to Phoenix and the Final Four on the line. The Jayhawk IMG Radio Network. Greg, I know you got a bunch going on. Means an awful lot. You could take some time and talk hoops on our show. Much appreciated. You travel safe. Be well. And thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I always love talking Kansas. And good luck to you all tomorrow night. Should be a fun night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg. Take it easy.